Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's just gone 20 to 5, and that ain't no lie. Remember when I tell one? Call me up and win Kaiser tickets. Okay. Now, we do these buster things from time to time. Not done one for a while. If there's someone that you know that maybe isn't saying it quite as it is, and you want me to investigate, I can do that. Email is the best way to get hold of me. It will be treated with the utmost confidence. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Well, obviously, until we phone them and put it on national radio.
Or forward it round the building.
Yeah. Now, this all started in a fairly straightforward way, this one. And then, before our very eyes, turned into a complete farce. Now, this is what happened when I spoke to a girl called Beth, and she told us about a bloke that she'd met.
Hi.
Now, tell me about this guy, please.
Well, basically, I was out in Edinburgh for my friend's birthday, and
okay.
this guy just began chatting me up, and he sounded like he had an American accent, but it was a bit dodgy with a few words, so
right.
I was a bit sceptical.
Yeah, on your email it says that you think the guy might be American, but you're not quite sure.
Yeah.
What was his accent like?
Well, it was the kind of typical American twang, but there were a few words he hadn't really got down.
Right.
Like, so, you know, instead of saying, like, tomato, he'd say tomato.
Oh,
so those kinds of things.
A classic mistake.
Indeed.
So he might have been pretending to be American, you think?
Yeah, pretty sure.
And he was chatting you up?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Well, he said he was a record producer, and that I was quite attractive, and could I sing?
Oh.
To which my friends all laughed, because they know I'm an awful singer.
Right.
Wow. And
what did you say to him when he asked you if you could sing?
Well, I said no, really. Dying cats.
and what did he say after that?
Well, he said, you know, I could make you into a star. You know, do you want to come back to my hotel room type thing?
Okay.
A nice chat-up line.
Yeah.
To which I said, no, thank you.
Right.
But
on your email, it says it didn't stop there either.
No. Well, he said he'd worked with famous people like Mariah Carey and Akon, Mario, and Kanye West. So he was really pushing it.
Right.
And said, you know, the next time we'd be back in England, would I want to go out for dinner, possibly?
Right.
So he gave me an English mobile number, which again I didn't think really worked.
Right. So he gave you an English mobile number.
Yeah.
This is sounding quite dodgy.
It is.
So, you'd be right in thinking that he may not be a famous record producer at all.
No.
But he has worked with Mariah, Kanye, Akon and Mario.
Apparently so.
Okay. Beth, by the way, this is Akon.
Hi.
Can I ask you, did he have a lot of bling or a big entourage? Or?
No, he was just with some friends, and they kept high-fiving a lot, you know, kind of like Borat style.
Really?
High-five, yeah, and I was just like, mate, no,
right.
It's not really cool.
Right, so you think he wants to just cop off with you, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Have you tried to search him out at all on the internet or anything?
I did, actually. Jason Trevelyan was the name he gave me, so I did a bit of Google,
right.
And I got absolutely nothing, so
right.
I thought, oh, no.
Akon, do you know anyone called Jason Trevelyan?
No.
That's
why, but I mean, is that the name he goes by, or did he have a production name or artist name or anything other name than that?
What did he tell you?
He just said, oh, my name's Jason Trevelyan.
Right.
I'm a record
okay.
producer. Wow.
So, I think it's fair to say you've never been produced by anyone called Jason.
No, actually, no. I produced myself.
Exactly.
So, as soon as he said my name, you should have crossed him out.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Beth, what we could try and do now is maybe get this bloke for you.
That would be lovely.
What we could do is, we're going to call him up, okay?
Okay.
Now, you've got to remind him about who you are.
Okay.
And how you're really keen to meet up with him.
Right, okay.
And then, I'd like you to say that you've met this bloke who's really, really good, yeah?
A bloke?
Yeah, and could you put him on the phone?
No, okay. I got a better idea.
Okay, Akon's got a better idea.
Okay.
Yeah, tell her that you met me and you spoke to me about him, and I actually said that I've worked with him.
Okay,
so yeah,
like
you know, I talked to Akon and he said, yeah, he remembered you. You know, you guys worked together. So, I mean, ask him how was it and how was it working with me? Where do we work at and all that? And
yeah,
and next and I just come in and be like, hey, what up, Jay?
Okay. I like Jay. What up? Okay.
Well, maybe what you could do is we could do that, but maybe you could put him on the phone and he could do an audition. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You see,
okay.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll say I've got a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Called Akon. Oh, did I say his name?
Basically, we'll get Akon to impress him. Okay, and see if he recognises his old friend.
Okay.
From back in the day. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem.
Right. So you get the idea. Yeah. So what we would do next is we would call him and we put Akon on the line to him. Akon pretends to be a new singer, tries to impress him, but will he recognise him because he's supposed to be his producer, yeah? Or one of his producers. What happens next is truly astonishing. Now, if there was any doubt that this guy is not American, you need to hear what happened next. It is awful, and quite why he continues with the charade is quite beyond me.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You're listening to Radio 1 with Scott. Right, so we were talking to Beth, and she wanted to bust the guy she met in Edinburgh when she was out with her uni friends, okay? He said he was a record producer who in the past has produced the likes of, well, big names, Mariah Carey, Kanye West, Mario, and Akon. Now, she was pretty sure that he is just saying that to cop off with her. Because it's all about, come back to my hotel. And she thought his American accent was slightly dodgy when she was talking to him in the bar. Now, before we called him up, we had absolutely no idea how dodgy the American accent was going to be. You need to hear this. It is brilliant. Why would you do this? Think about this when you're listening, right? So we were sat here with Akon for ages, ringing him. I think he's one of those people that doesn't answer withheld numbers because it took ages to get hold of him. Eventually, we got Beth to leave him a message on his answer phone saying, I'll call you back in a minute. And this is what happened when Jason, the American record producer, answered the phone. Check the accent.
Hello?
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 Is that Jason?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee, sure. Continue.
Hi, it's Beth. Do you remember me? I met you in Edinburgh.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are things?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm in England at the moment.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Well, you know, you said I should give you a call, so...
Okay, yeah.
I've got a friend, he's an amazing singer, and I was wondering if you could listen to him for me? See what you think?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, great, hang on.
He's a singer?
He's a friend of mine. Oh, he's amazing. He's really good.
Sure.
Let me just put him on the phone for you. Here he is.
Sure. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm an aspiring artist.
Okay.
And I was looking for a producer.
Yeah.
Beth told me that you would probably be able to help me, you know, being that you work with Mariah and Mario and Akon. You know, by the way, speaking of Akon, like, I always looked up to him. Everybody say I sound just like him.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I can, like, you know, do a freestyle or something for you, and then you can let me know whether or not I'll be good enough to be produced the way you produced Akon.
Sure.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you and you already know I wanna love you. You already know I wanna love you. Said you already know, girl. So, Jay, what do you think?
That's good. Well, I can certainly do something with that.
I mean, you know, judging from your expertise and you working with all these people, do you think I could be a star?
Well, let's take it one step at a time, but I'm sure we can do something with that, yeah.
Because I really love Akon. Do you think I sound like him?
A bit. I mean, you know, as I said, we can certainly work on that.
How was it like working with him?
It was fun. I mean, he's certainly an amazing artist, and,
Why are you lying, man?
Hello?
Jason?
Hello?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
What the...
And this is actual Akon on the phone now. Remember the guy you produced? The guy that just sang to you?
Okay.
You never produced Mariah either, right? I know you ain't produced me, because I produce all my own stuff.
Jason? You've never produced Akon, have you? And you're certainly not American, are you? It's the worst American accent I've ever heard. You were just trying to cop off with Beth, weren't you?
But it's cool though, man, you know. She thinks you alright. She was just testing you out, wanted to make sure if you was legitimate. As you can see, what happens in light, a dark always comes back out into the light. See, this is a prime example. Like, you weren't meant to get away with it in the first place.
It's a great accent.
Oh,
listen, thank you so much, Akon, for doing that.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I told you the accent wouldn't let you down.
I take it all back what I've said about your impressions. You're
thank
a genius.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, hi.
Right, there is this quite amazing show on BBC Three. You know, like how we get either me or you or Laura get a favourite show yeah. from time to time. Now, it's been on before, but this is a new series, and it's called Wedding Stories.
Yeah.
Now, we did kind of, me and Laura got into it a little bit on the last series, but this one,
right.
I think, is going to be even better.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens, it follows couples in the lead-up to their wedding and the
right.
big day and all the fallings out with like the in-laws and all the people going, oh, I'm not sure whether I do want to marry him after all, and follows you on the stag and the hen night. So it's quite good. Everyone's got a little different story, right?
God, why would you want a camera crew following you on your stag and hen do's?
But they do.
Right.
And it's on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock on BBC Three, right? And it's repeated. I saw one last night repeated. It's repeated quite a lot, so you won't miss it.
Okay.
And it's good because you get all the sort of different stories and the different types of wedding, of which there are many.
Yes.
And everyone's got a different story.
Don't they?
Now, Laura, talk me through this because you know more about this than me. This is one of the couples on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only just started and there's three couples that they're following in
right.
the last episode. Okay, the first one's about Siobhan and Darren.
For Siobhan and Darren, it's been a fairy tale romance.
This was the first teddy Darren ever got me. And I thought he just got me a teddy, but he put this anklet in it, and it was in this zip, which I used to wear it all the time, but it's broke now, and I need to get it fixed.
Oh, that is really sweet.
Siobhan.
Yeah.
What was poor the teddy?
Love. That was a little zippy toy that he got for her.
Right, so girls like teddies with anklets in them?
Well, she did.
Right. Are they like necklaces for ankles?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Yeah. Right, and you just put them in the zippy mouth?
Well, that's
and
what
the girls
he'd
love
done.
That.
Yeah, he put it in Zippy's mouth, so she didn't find it at first. Half an hour later, she found it.
Oh, that's brilliant!
See?
Bless her.
But it's broken now.
Yeah, but she's been married before,
right?
And this is her talking about her honeymoon of her first marriage.
I rang Darren on my honeymoon. I remember running into, we was in Pizza Hut, and I went into the toilet and rang Darren, and I said, "Oh, what have I done?" And I said, "I think I've made a big mistake because my husband just wasn't talking to me."
Right, see, that's never a good sign, is it?
Not really.
There you are, in the toilets of Pizza Hut, on your honeymoon, on the phone to another bloke. Maybe that's a sign that you're not meant for each other.
I rang Darren on my honeymoon. I remember running into, we was in Pizza Hut, and I went into the toilet and rang Darren, and I said, "Oh, what have I done?" And I said, "I think I've made a big mistake, because my husband just wasn't talking to me."
Do you think that's because they went to Pizza Hut on the honeymoon?
Yeah, but
I'm not talking
probably.
To you. I'm off to the salad cart.
No, they're really sweet together. Leave them alone.
I think right.
he's quite traditional, really, Darren, because he, you know, he sends a teddies and he writes a poetry as well.
This is from Darren to me. "I'm just so in love with you. Every beat of my heart and every breath that passes my lips, I say I love you, because for you my heart has a one-way valve."
Now, you think you're good at writing poems, right?
It's a one-way valve.
The last line of that one, one-way valve, what rhymes with that,
valve.
Surely,
valve.
As well, if his heart was a one-way valve, he'd be dead.
Yes, good biological
let's,
knowledge
let's hear
there.
The poem again.
This is from Darren to me. "I'm just so in love with you. Every beat of my heart and every breath that passes my lips, I say I love you, because for you my heart has a one-way valve."
None of that rhymed?
No. Well, apparently it doesn't have to rhyme.
Okay.
That's what someone just said on the
all
text.
Right, well.
Now, this you have to follow this bit quite a lot, okay? Because Siobhan goes off on one here.
She doesn't go all deep on us, does she?
Well, although this isn't her first time, right, of being married,
yeah.
this is her second time, she wants it to be like the first time, even though it's the second time. So it's the second time, right? But She likes the first time and the way it was, and she wants the second time to be like the first time, even though, of course, it's not the first time. Mm. She wants it to be like the second time.
Because so many things went wrong in the last wedding, and it wasn't the right person, that I want everything to go how it should have been the first time round. I want it to be like that the second time round. I want it to feel like the first time.
Yeah, you get that?
No.
No. Anyway, they're just one of the couples that you can meet on Wedding Stories, which is a great new show.
Are they this couple here holding two birds?
That's them. Why are they holding two birds?
Well, are they two pigeons?
We haven't seen the actual wedding yet, because it's just the lead-up at the moment, so they've got two doves in
that. Oh, they're doves, are they?
I'm hoping they release them.
Oh. Yeah, I'm really hoping that as well.
And next, the one tomorrow... Rocky Horror Show special on one of the weddings.
And
theme.
There was one last night with a medieval theme. Now, you're thinking of getting married at the moment, aren't you?
No. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're thinking about it.
No,
obviously,
not.
He's got to ask you first.
I thought so, since he has to be asked first.
But you are thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
Have you ever considered a medieval theme like the one on Wedding Stories last night?
Funny you should say that. My brother had one, medieval.
Were you a wench?
I was one of the bridesmaids dressed like a barmaid.
Guy with the bad American accent. A lot of people are saying maybe it's Kit off Knight Rider.
If it weren't for me, you'd be walking.
Well, I can certainly do something with that.
I can see that, definitely.
Oh, my word.
Well, I can certainly do something with that.
Radio 1. It's 5:37. It's Scott on Radio 1. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Imran.
Hi, Imran. How can I help?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know that guy on earlier with the dodgy American accent?
Oh, you mean the one pretending to be American?
Yeah, that idiot.
Yeah, this is our buster call from earlier. We had a girl on who was chatted up by a bloke in a bar pretending to be a huge American record producer. And we caught him and busted him with the help of Akon. It'll be on the podcast if you missed it, bbc.co.uk/radio1, Scott Mills Daily. When we called him, he had the worst American accent you have ever heard in your life. What are you saying, Imran?
Well, listen to him. I think he'd be perfect for Chris Miles' Cock It and Pull It.
So you think he'd get a part in Cock It and Pull It, the American cop drama with Chris Miles?
Yeah, I think his accent's right up there with Dave's.
Yeah. Maybe we should... Hang on a minute. Let me just see what I can do here. Let's try this out.
Okay. Who's that knocking on my door?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, pull it. Who the hell is a little Irish-looking guy that knows so much about DiMarchio?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm in England at the moment.
That's Paddy O'Doyle. He and DiMarchio were partners in quite years ago.
Well, I can certainly do something with that.
I'll suggest it. Maybe you can get a new part. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.